Welcome to Talking About Organizations, a podcast on organization and management studies graciously supported by our listeners, Management Learning, and the European Group for Organizational Studies. This is a supplement to episode 94, where we discuss the book, Situated Learning, Legitimate Peripheral Participation, written by Jean Lave and Etienne Wenger, and published in 1991 by Cambridge University Press. In the book, Lave and Wenger advance a new perspective on learning, which is understood not as a cognitive process, but rather a situated activity in which new members enter a community. That is, through social involvement, newer members are initiated through the exercise of low-risk or controlled tasks. As new members become more confident and experienced, they are encouraged to take on more complicated tasks until they have achieved some level of mastery and are prepared to initiate new members on their own. The key is that all members have a stake in the outcome. Put another way, they all have skin in the game. New members do not just gain knowledge, but become part of a collective, and their performance and the way they practice a particular trade is a concern for the experienced members since it is connected to the survival of the community. The defining characteristic of this situated learning is legitimate peripheral participation, also known as LPP, which is not so much a pedagogy or educational method as it is an analytical tool for understanding how learning takes place as a social activity. Situated learning is one of the three main streams of learning theories alongside experiential and social learning, but it was the last of the three to gain momentum among contemporary learning scholars. Lave and Wenger developed such a new analytical tool for studying how learning occurs, drawing from ideas first laid out by Lev Vygotsky in the 1920s and 1930s, which were extended based on data from the learning process in five different cases. Now, it is tempting to think that situated learning and apprenticeship are the same, but according to Lave and Wenger, they are not. Traditional apprenticeship is but one form, and there are many others that do not involve a formal master-understudy arrangement. Situated learning can employ any context in which there are experienced members shaping the learning environment of inexperienced members, with the goal of perpetuating the knowledge and identity of the group. And the group may be formally defined or merely habitually associated together. This is demonstrated through the inductive nature of the book that derives situated learning and LPP from the case studies that included traditional style apprenticeships, such as the Viangola Taylor study, with occupations tied to familial relationships, such as the case of the Yucatec midwives, professional certification, such as the case of Navy quartermasters, and finally, non-drinking alcoholics, such as participants in the Alcoholics Anonymous program. The fifth case of meat cutters is a cautionary tale that apprenticeship or similar forms of learning involve a practical component, and it is neither a panacea for educational ills nor a guarantor of success. Here, the learning environment was found to be restrictive and exploitative, such that new members were prevented from performing many ordinary tasks that experienced butchers performed. Rather, new members got all the unwanted menial tasks. This stunted their learning and prevented them from attaining the identity of being a meat cutter. This highlights an important dimension of situated learning, that it is nested in power relations such as the distance between experienced and inexperienced members. We also discuss the impact of the book. 7 years after its publication, Wenger published the book Communities of Practice, which brought situated learning into popular business literature and launched a cottage industry. However, the communities of practice in that work are different than what is portrayed in situated learning, and we will probably explore this in a future episode. We welcome Davide Nicolini, who is professor of organization studies at Warwick Business School and current co-director of the ICON Research Center at Warwick. Davide was present at key events in the 1980s and 1990s as the ideas of situated learning were presented and published, and provides us with some tremendous insights on both their origins and what came of them as Lave and Wenger's paths diverged. And that's all for now. We invite you to listen to the episode, available in two parts on our website at www.talkingaboutorganizations.com or through your favorite podcast streaming service. We also thank the Management Learning Journal and the European Group for Organizational Studies for their generous support and the support of our wonderful listeners. Thank you for listening and have a great day.